Milk and egg vendor Caroline Mukundi has lost a lot of her stock in her years of selling fresh food at a Nairobi market. Mukundi says she had no way to keep food fresh and the cost of refrigerating was out of reach.
Vitu zinaharibika, kuzi kama mimi maziwa.
She says the food will go bad. In my case, the milk. I could not keep it in a cool place. I also could not order a lot of products. It was a big challenge for me because they would all rot and I had to throw them all away. Mukundi says her trade turned around when she acquired a solar-powered refrigerator. The refrigerators, named Coolbox and manufactured in Kenya, are fitted with ice compartments that can chill food even without a source of power. The chief business officer at Coolbox, Natalie Casey, says customers can buy the fridges on customized payment model.
They can be between $1,500 up to $3,000 because it includes not only the appliance, but also the solar panels and battery storage to enable that continuous cooling. What we've decided might be more accessible to them is to first pay a down payment between 20 and 35% of the total, and then the customers can pay in installments of up to 24 months.
The refrigerator was among dozens of innovations showcased at the recent Africa Tech Summit in Nairobi. The conference's founder, Andrew Fasnij, told VOA that such creations are crucial in solving local problems on the continent.
What's interesting about these guys who are doing Coolbox and refrigeration is if we look at the COVID vaccines, one of the biggest issues at the time was refrigeration. And it's still an issue in most markets.
A 2024 survey by the UN Environmental Programme shows Kenya is among countries with high levels of food waste. According to the survey, annual food wastage ranges between 40 and 100 kilograms per person. Environmentalists say high levels of organic waste worsen climate change, so solutions that prevent food waste can have a big impact. Here is the Centre for Environmental Justice and Development Programme manager, Dorothy Otieno.
We're looking at, for example, how can businesses be supported to get access to this, especially for communities that are not able to afford it, because, you know, we're looking at fridges ranging from 11,000, you go all the way to the hundreds and even more, and some businesses, especially the small businesses, are not able to afford it.
At least 7,000 Coolbox solar fridges have been sold so far, and officials believe that with such innovations, a lot less milk and many fewer eggs will have to be thrown away. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Vitu zinaharibika, kuzi kama mimi maziwa lazima uiweke mahali pa baridi. Na kitu chingine ni hautachukua maziwa mingi ama products mingi. So kwangu ilikuwa changamoto, kiharibika you have to throw it away.
They can be between $1,500 up to $3,000. Because it includes not only the appliance, but also the solar panels and battery storage to enable that continuous cooling. What we've decided might be more accessible to them is to first pay a down payment between 20 and 35% of the total, and then the customers can pay in installments of up to 24 months.
What's interesting about these guys who are doing Coolbox and refrigeration is if we look at the COVID vaccines, one of the biggest issues at the time was refrigeration. And it's still an issue in most markets.
We're looking at, for example, how can businesses be supported to get access to this, especially for communities that are not able to afford it. Because, you know, we're looking at fridges ranging from 11,000, you go all the way to the hundreds and even more. And some businesses, especially the small businesses, are not able to afford it.